100 years ago, some of the most important American painters, those who'd been singled out for comparison to the best of French Impressionism in the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago, were flocking to a tiny hamlet in southern Indiana. The painters of the Hoosier School started exploring rural Brown County, fascinated by its picturesque landscape and the primitive lifestyles of its residents.
You know, yeah, there were the artists, and we make a big deal about all the artists, but they really came and were enthralled with the people. And that was a lot of their subject matter, the gardens, the flowers, the people, the children, the chickens.
Ann Ryan Miller is a stained glass artist who has worked and lived in Brown County since 1982.
When you go back and you look at Hohenberger's photos and you read some of the text about who these people were, I mean, they were such characters and they were so independent and they were so strong to be able to make a living off this land because the soil's not very good. And, you know, at one time, of course, this was all farmland and people scraped and worked their fannies off to, you know, try to just survive.
Mixed media artist and gallery owner Dixie Ferrer elaborated.
You had a combination of the artist and they called the hills people. The people very, very poor. There was really no resource here, no way of making a living. Craft artists were always here, but they made things that they needed, you know, like the baskets and the pottery.
The commingling of different art and craft traditions that made Brown County such a unique and vibrant arts community in the first few decades of the century faded somewhat as the original art colonists started passing away.
Nashville became more like a tourist visitation, and all the stores, it wasn't like a Saugatuck or a Santa Fe where the people coming in said, let's make this be like the top of the line art community. That didn't happen. We got a lot of made in China and a lot of stuff. And there were a number of years, 25 years, where things had really declined. And so a lot of the art collectors and people really interested in real art thought, you know, that Nashville was over. Brown County was over.
Dixie Ferrer was instrumental in raising the profile of the professional artists who were still working and residing in the community.
Well, 10 years ago, I was working at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I was taking care of giving out information about everything in town, including the artists. And people would say, well, this is an art colony. Where are the artists? Where are the galleries? And we didn't have a voice, and we didn't have marketing. We didn't have printed material to hand out. I wasn't the only one that grasped the concept of, wouldn't it be nice, instead of being fragmented, coming together under one umbrella, whether it's a craft, whether it's a fine art, we would work together as a whole to let the community know that we are still here.
Arts Alliance Brown County is one of several professional artists' organizations that emerged as a result. At the same time, the face of Nashville's downtown has been changing.
You know, there was an attrition rate of some of the, let's call them the tackier stores. I think that the leasers are going, well, we better get more negotiable on our rents because we can't ask these high rents like we did in the, you know, 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s when things were booming in the tacky department. And so the artists are able to afford rental space.
Yes.
And so there have been more artists coming into the main body of Nashville.
People say, oh, you're back. You're back. Right. This is That's what right. we've been wanting to
That's
see.
Right.
We,
That's
In
right.
fact, some people, if you go out of our state and you say, and I'll go, Brown County, I used to go there.
Oh, yeah.
And we go, come back.
Yeah.
Come back. And so people are coming. Take home a little bit of each one of us. And they embrace it and they go, oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's like people are looking for something authentic, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think as a world, we are looking for what is of value authentic. What will, you know, and it's not like what makes me feel good. It's what has meaning and what has purpose. I think people want real things now because that has meaning. You know, made of real things, made by hand, made with love. Art is something that is made with your really best energy. And, I mean, art and music, it's what feeds our soul.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.